The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, they kicked the ball around. The rowdies went here, the rowdies went there, then they fall on the ground. Oh, the rowdies, the rowdies, the rowdies are the pig in the grass.
Here's another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We hope you're enjoying your Labor Day weekend, and thanks for being with us to spend part of your holiday listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And we have a special show tonight, taped last Wednesday. We spoke to three members of the Rochester Rhinos Hall of Fame to reminisce about the 20th anniversary of the match that put the Rhinos on the map in U.S. soccer, the 4-3 overtime victory in the U.S. Open Cup quarterfinals against the MLS Supporters Shield winners that year, the Tampa Bay Mutiny. The match took place September 7th, 1996, so this coming Wednesday will be the actual 20th anniversary. We're going to hear from Rhinos coach Pat Erkley, who's of course now the director of soccer for the Rhinos, Lennon Steenkamp, and Doug Miller. And Doug Miller scored two goals in that victory. So a lot to talk about tonight. We'll go back to our regular format next week, but let's bring in Joe Sirianni, our host. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good, Andrew, and certainly I'm looking forward to talk about this this show, because it's bring back memories of the past with people that we see every day, Pat Erkley, Doug Miller, and Lennon Steenkamp is of course is a legend within his own right, and he's in Vegas right now. So, but above all, I just want to call your attention, the attention of all the listeners, that everybody heard about the earthquake that is stuck in Italy, and the Italian community at large, and different clubs are doing that. They're united. We're gonna do this pasta dinner, and all the money that we raise is gonna go to the Italian Red Cross to help those people rebuild their life. And the pasta dinner is gonna be on September 11th. The Italian Medical Community Center to start with, and it's going to be from 1 to 5 p.m. The tickets are $15 per person, and all the food that we cook is going to be donated. So all the volunteers are going to be donated. So every penny of the $15 is going to go to Italy, to the Italian Red Cross. So again, it's sponsored by the Italian Medical Community Center, the Italian American Sports Club, the Italian Civic League, which are the organization that are sort of leading this effort. But my appeal is to all the Italian people that, if you don't want to cook on Sunday, bring your wife to the Italian Medical Community Center on 150 Frank Dimino Way off of Manitou Road. Come there, eat from 1 to 5, enjoy the food. I'm sure you like the food. There's going to be pasta, there's going to be sausage and meatball, garden salad, bread, and perhaps a vino on the table. So you need to, I hope that you come. I hope that you come and support this this effort, because if you watch television and you see the devastation and you have a heart, you want to spend $15 or $30 for you and your wife to come and support us. Again, it's going to be on September 11th. The service is going to be from 1 to 5. And the place is the Italian Medical Community Center at 150 Frank Dimino Way. And later on, there's going to be another one at the Italian American Sports Club at 1250 Buffalo Road, and that's to be announced.
And Amatrice is the name of the town that in town Italy that was destroyed. So we're going to be serving, it's not just pasta, it's traditional Amatrice pasta with a special sauce, ricotta-based sauce they use in that part of Italy. So this is an authentic meal that they would serve in that town. So
exactly.
Definitely go to this. And there'll be a TV in the bar so you can watch that other football that's going to be started.
Not only that, but we hope that we can get the Italian community large. Not only the Italian community.
Everybody should come.
I mean,
you're not going to get a better meal in Rochester on Sunday. Don't go to the other sports bars to see the NFL. Go to this, and the money will be for a great cause.
Exactly.
So, again, we encourage everyone to come out. Where can people get tickets, Joe?
They can call 594-8882. And they'll give you all the outlets for the tickets. They can be sold over there. We can mail them to you. We are prepared to do an outreach to all the community. So again, call 594-8882, and they'll give you all the information that you need how to get the tickets.
And we encourage everyone to come out for that. So. Tonight, again, we're going to talk about the 1996 U.S. Open Cup. Just real quick, we want to give everybody who played in the match, because we're going to talk to Doug and Lennon and Coach Erkely, but the Rhinos played Billy Andracki in goal. The back line was Rene Rivas, Fuzini Dauda, Leon Minot, and Yuri Smotrich. In midfield, Gustavo Villagra, Tommy Tanner, Yogi Mackay, Henry Gutierrez, Lennon Steenkamp, and Doug Miller was up top. The substitutes, and two of them were extremely important in the match. Hector Marinaro, who served up the game-winning goal to Pittsburgh's Chris Kennel. Also, Kofi Debra played in the match for the Rhinos. For Tampa, it was Mark Doherty, Steve Pittman, Frank Yallop, Clay Kuhlman, Frankie Hadick, Evan McKinley, Goran Hunjak, Steve Ralston, Carlos Valderrama, Roy Lasseter, and Giuseppe Galderese. And coming off the bench was Nelson Vargas and Evans Wise, who scored the game-tying goal in the 86th minute. So,
great.
Joe, you and I were there in the stands for that match.
Exactly. Let me tell you, the great names, not only on the Tampa Bay, but great names on the Rhinos team, because those players, they knew how to play the game. They played with skill. They played with heart. And the achievement that they had in their game, it's unsurmountable. So.
I also mentioned the coaches. Pat Erkely, the Rhinos coach, assisted by Frank Godoy. And the Tampa was coached by Thomas Rongan, who won the MLS Coach of the Year that season, assisted by Renato Capobianco and Richard Williams.
And don't forget Pancho. He was there too.
And I just got to say, Joe, you sat with very good friends of mine, the Levas, and Jerry Levas Sr. I went to him before the game. I said, who's going to win? He said, the Rhinos are going to win 4-3. And I looked at him, and I thought he was crazy. And he ended up being right. So that's why I always listen to him from now on.
I know. Me too.
We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we will speak with, at that time, he was the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, now the director of soccer for the Rhinos, Pat Erkely, here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
The West and New York Flash have two important matches this week in their quest for the playoffs. The Flash are at the Boston Breakers on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and then travel to face the Portland Thorns Sunday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the matches live online. The Flash are in the hunt to host a playoff match in late September, early October, so be sure to visit WNYFlash.com for all of the latest information on tickets. The Flash thank all their fans for their support during the 2016 home schedule. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Cooja Cooja, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClaridgeDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back home at Rochester Rhino Stadium this Saturday, taking on USL League leaders New York Red Bulls 2 at 5:05. It's Irish night and team picture night, so be sure to get your tickets for this very important match by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Siriani here in our special Labor Day show, where we're remembering the 20th anniversary of the Rochester Rhinos against the Tampa Bay Mutiny, the U.S. Open Cup from 1996, the match that put the Rhinos on the U.S. soccer map in a big way. Joining us now, Joe, is the man without whom the Rhinos would not have done what they did, because he was the guy who pulled all the strings on the bench.
Well, and not necessarily, but actually one of the things that we did, it was that the gentleman that was the coach at that time, it was an heir of the team that made soccer in Rochester. It was this young guy that come from Toronto with lots of flair and lots of a good left foot. And he made the Rhinos who they are right now. So,
and a good right foot, too.
A good right foot, but he was better with the left foot.
We're joined by the current director of soccer for the Rochester Rhinos. At that time, he was the head coach back in 1996, Pat Erkley. This appearance brought to you by the Rhinos. The Rhinos are in action this Saturday, September 10th, 5 p.m. against New York Red Bulls 2 at Rhino Stadium. It's Irish night and team picture night. So get your tickets by calling 454-KICK. Or go to rhinosoccer.com. And Pat, thanks for being with us on this special show.
Oh, it's my pleasure, guys. Thank you
for
having
me. They want to serve green beer?
You never know, Joe. But before we talk about the Rhinos of 96, there was another anniversary, Pat, that you were involved in not too long ago up in Toronto from 1976, 40 years ago. The Toronto Metro Croatia won the North American Soccer League title, and that team featured a number of members of that team who played for the Lancers eventually, guys like Damir Sutevsky and Miralem Foslic and other players as well, including yourself. So tell us a little bit about that reunion, how that went.
Well, you know, it was kind of funny, too, because I was looking back, and I saw Tuksha, I saw all these players that I played with. They all funneled through Toronto Metro's Croatia. So Popovich had a pipeline in one way or another. I was really fortunate that year, to be honest with you. I was, I think, maybe 17 going on 18, And that team started out with a three-week road trip to Australia for preseason. And I went along with the team. We went there. We were 3 weeks in Australia. And, you know, I had to leave school. And, you know, school was nice, and they let me do that at that time. And you know, that team consisted of a lot of great players. Ibair, Ferreira, they came from Brazil. And, you know, Bob Yarushi was a big local player with me. He was, you know, he was 21 at the time. Carmen Marcantonio. Fazlis was on that team. So I don't know if I don't think Fazlis has lasted the whole season, though. So there were a few changes midstream. The coach, Yama Markovic, was replaced because he didn't get along with El Fabio. And I think he benched him prior to them relieving him of his duties. And essentially when that happened, then El Fabio flourished. And, I mean, I think he scored like 21 goals that year and 13 after they had let go of the coach. So essentially, that was an instance where letting go of the coach actually can lead to success. they were able to put four wins all together at the end of the season to make the playoffs to begin with. And I think the first round, we squeaked through a very, very close game. Joe should be able to tell us in the playoffs to get to actually play against Tampa and then go on to win the championship.
Yeah, those were against the Lancers.
I didn't do a lot of playing on the team. I was really a young player. I was more, it was similar to like a New England Revolution relationship that we have with them and the MLS. I was playing for Toronto Italia, and I was able to participate in all the training sessions and be part of the team. But I actually never made it on the field. But I was still part of the team, and they included me in the festivities, which was great. I really appreciated it.
Yeah. Joe, I'm sure you remember the first round of the playoffs that Metros eliminated the Lancers and with the last second goal, literally 89-59 of the second half. Gene Strenisser, who ended up playing for the Lancers,
yeah,
scored the goal to eliminate the Lancers.
I think Lancers became Toronto Metros 2 the next year.
that's what happened with all the. That's when you and Bronx Segura came to the Lancers. But let me say this: I know that you played with Toronto Italia, and when you went, with the Metro Croatia, did they call you a traitor? The Italian people call you a traitor or what? Because there was a big animosity between.
I was shocked because I had number 9 on. Actually, the pitcher was wearing number 9, and eventually they brought Lukacevic in. So he, I gave up the number 9 to him, and I became number 20, which was probably more suited for me at the time. But no, actually I didn't. They were fine with it. Even though I didn't play in any games, I won the championship with the Metro Stars or Metro Croatia, and then I won it with Toronto Italia as well.
Certainly,
it was pretty good.
Big year for you.
Certainly, it must have been a terrific reunion. Can you tell us some of the players that really participated there that you saw?
Excuse me, that were there?
Yeah, at the reunion.
So you had Bolesky. I don't know if you remember the goalie Bolesky.
Yes, I do. He played. He played for us.
Bob Yarushi was there. Carmen Marcantonio was there. Mm-hmm. Paolo D'Agostino, these were all guys that actually played with me at the youth level. They were all about 3 to 4 years older than I was. And then they had Gurnia. I don't know if you recall, Gurnia was a little outside winger. He was there as well.
Yeah, on the right side.
Billick, I don't know if you remember Billick. He was a defender.
Yes, he played for us too.
Yeah. So, I mean, we had about 8 players that actually showed up at the reunion. Dick Howard was there as well. You know who was there? Roberto Battaglia came in, so he was there.
Yeah.
He didn't necessarily play for the Metro Stars, but he played for the Blizzard years later.
Right. He played here against the Rochester Flash in the early 80s when they did an exhibition game. And I remember there was all the Italians came out. I was there for that, too. They were, all the Italians there to see him play. And he could still play even at that older age. But, Pat, it was a great experience. We're so glad that they brought you up there and we represented Rochester. So let's move on to Tampa Bay. And one of the things, I happen to have the Soccer America that was announced the match result, and Jeff DeVeronica wrote a big article about the Rhinos beating Tampa, and he mentioned something interesting, that the Rhinos actually paid $50,000 to host the match against Tampa, and it may have been the best investment that Frank DuRoss, Chris Economides, and Steve Donner made in those early years, because that match just gave the Rhinos instant national recognition, because it was a huge win. We beat the best team in Major League Soccer, and I think nobody expected that.
Yeah, I mean, that was, at that time, they were in first place. They were their best team. I want to say Rondon, I think, was the coach at the time.
Yes.
He had put together a great team, and you know, we were on a roll at that point. I know we struggled at the beginning of the year, but fortunately enough that in those years you were able to let go of players if they weren't performing and bring in additional players. And we made some adjustments based upon what we thought was best for the team, and we just started winning toward the end, and then that game just brought us to a different level when we won that game.
But certainly, as a coach for you, then, and you know, the involvement that you have right now, still in soccer, those moments really they must have been, and they must are very precious to you. I mean, the caliber of the players that you guys, you and Chris Economides, were able to bring to Rochester, you know, the Steen Camp, you know, the guys that really, the Doug Miller, the Rene Rivas. Because Hector Marinaro, I mean, those were players that knew how to play the game, you know. And
Bob and I were just talking about one year we had. So we were talking about when I let Darren Tilley go in 2000 after we had won the regular championship, and then we won the Open Cup, and in 2000 we let Darren go, and I helped him get a job in Vancouver, but I was saying, you know, we had Onandi Lowe that year, the Brango, Walniak, and Dan Stebbins. and I had difficulty figuring out who wasn't going to dress for a game rather than who was going to play. And that year, I think we ended up with Dan Stebbins and Onandi Lowe playing. You know, it got to a point where we were successful. But, you know, from the coaching standpoint, you know, we were talking about that even this weekend when we went to the Toronto Metro's reunion, how it takes, you know, 22 to 24 players, and that the guys that aren't necessarily on the field aren't the only ones that are helping win a championship. So, you know, that first year we had a group that came together a little later, and we went on a roll both in the regular season, and we needed the last game to win to make it to the playoffs. And then we made it to the playoffs and then went to the final, beating a Montreal team that hadn't lost at all at home throughout the whole season. So, I mean, that was a great year. We went to both finals. Unfortunately, we didn't win either of them. But it was certainly something that led to the success later on as well.
What's interesting, Pat, is I'm looking at the article here, and they quote Chris Kennell, who scored that famous goal in the 112th minute, which was at that time the golden goal, so the match ended at that moment. And it was off a corner kick from Hector Marinaro, and he quoted, said, "I can jump and I'm athletic. I knew if I got the chance I could do it. This is what I came home for. This is unbelievable." And I'm just thinking about last year when Bob put Asani Samuels, who played at Canisius College, into the match against the LA Galaxy, and he ends up scoring two goals on corner kicks thanks to his great athletic ability and his leaping. It's just amazing how things just repeat themselves. over time. It's incredible.
No, and that's why, like I said, the people that are on the bench or coming off the bench are so important, because those are two instances where they played a big part in the success of the team. So, I mean, that year, it was a little disappointing in the sense that we had to wait a whole month before we actually got to the U.S. Open Cup final, because our league had ended and, the MLS was still playing and we didn't play that final until later on. But, I mean, we had a lot of indoor players, so we had to let them go, and they came back like 30 days later to play in this final against D.C. United. In that Tampa Bay game, I don't know if you remember who covered Valderrama. You remember who it was?
I do not remember. I was going to ask you that.
So basically, we told Gustavo Villagra that he had to play one-on-one with Valderrama. So he covered him the whole game.
Gustavo was a good player.
This guy, it just tells you, Valderrama, when you watch him play, you never really thought that he did a lot of running. But I can tell you that after that game, Villagra needed 3 days to recover. Just from a standpoint of covering and then trying to attack when we could have the ball.
And that's amazing. I mean, he was the MVP of the league that year. He was a player who was recognized as one of the top 11 in the world. I mean, he was one of the most recognizable players. He was probably the best distributor of the ball there was in the world, and he's playing right here in Rochester, and we pretty much shut him down. I mean, he had a couple good looks at Billy Andracki, stopped, and then, of course, he scored in a penalty kick, but he really was contained most of the match.
Definitely. But Billy Andracki came up big a few times. No one breakaway where he got away and he came in and he was at his feet and was able to get the ball. That was a fantastic game. It was a good, exciting game here for Rochester and the fans, to see some of the best players in the world at that time.
Pat, just, because you've been involved in soccer from the beginning to the end right now, and, the comparison, the players, the stars, And all that Rochester soccer has really experienced. What are your thoughts, really, and from then to now, and where do we go from now?
Well, I think that the game is we were talking about it again over the weekend. The game has gotten a lot quicker, a lot physical, more physical, and I think that's what you're finding in players. The creativity that you used to find in a number 10 in the past, you're starting to see less of, in a sense that there's a few of them out there. But you're finding that even with a player like Messi, if he doesn't have the speed and the quickness that he has, he's just an average player. So that quickness and that speed is something that all players are developing, because they're putting more time into developing their abilities, and you're finding that all the team's level goes up. And I think that's what you're finding here in our country as well, with the players that you're bringing in. I mean, even at our level, you're finding that there's a difference when you have that speed and the ability to get in behind defenses. Christian's a player that we have here that is able to do that for us. I think that's something that is a lot different today than it was 30, 40 years ago.
Certainly. The game changes all the time, and we just change along with it. Do the fans well, and do the players well, and do the best we can with how the game changes. So, Pat, we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday as the Rhinos take on New York Red Bulls 2, the top team in the USL. Big match. It starts at 5:05. We'll see you then. Thanks so much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys. We'll see you then. Thanks.
Okay. Ciao, Pat.
It's Pat Erkely here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. At that time in 96, the coach of the Rochester Rhinos. When we come back, we'll be joined by the man who put the ball in the back of the net that year numerous times for the Rhinos, Doug Miller, Hall of Famer. We continue our special show remembering the 20th anniversary of the Rhinos-Tampa Bay U.S. Open Cup match. That's next on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Sports leader. You're listening to AM 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester, FM 92.1, W22 1CL Rochester, and WYSL1040.com.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home, built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
The Western New York Flash have two important matches this week in their quest for the playoffs. The Flash are at the Boston Breakers on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and then travel to face the Portland Thorns Sunday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the matches live online. The Flash are in the hunt to host a playoff match in late September, early October, so be sure to visit WNYFlash.com for all of the latest information on tickets. The Flash thank all their fans for their support during the 2016 home schedule. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's The Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Cooja Cooj, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at Salvatore's.com and our hotline, 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back home at Rochester Rhino Stadium this Saturday, taking on USL League leaders New York Red Bulls 2 at 5:05. It's Irish night and team picture night, so be sure to get your tickets for this very important match by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni here on our special Labor Day show as we're remembering the 1996 Rochester Rhinos, the 20th anniversary of that team, and specifically the 20th anniversary of the U.S. Open Cup win over Tampa Bay at Frontier Field, 4-3, thanks to the game-winning goal from Chris Kennel. But Joe, guy who scored two goals in that match for the Rhinos, now joins us. Two of many goals that he scored for the team.
I tell you, I one of the pleasures of soccer that you get to, you get to see talent, and you get to see determination on the field, especially when you're not a big guy or a 6 foot tall kind of guy. But the Lionel Messi of our time was the guy that it's with us today. And he reminds me of Messi because he's close to the ground. He can move fast, and he had all these moves, and I'm sure that he still got those nice moves. And above all, the thing that he did whenever he wasn't near the goal, he took a shot, because he knows that the more shots you take, the more probable goals you can score.
And he scored a lot of them for the Rhinos. All-time leading scorer for the team, Doug Miller, joins us. Doug's appearance brought to you by the Doug Miller Family Sports Park, 4618 Ridge Road in Spencerport, 352-5300. And the website is dmfsp.com. Coming at the end of September, it's the Dead Zone, your chance to save the world from the zombie apocalypse. We'll talk to Doug about that a little bit later in our segment. Doug, thanks for being with us on this Labor Day show.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate the comments of being compared to Messi, but I don't know that I'm worthy of shining his boots.
believe me, you are. In all practicability, if you had if you had the skill, but you didn't have the support of the great player that the Messi's got, that's what makes him great too. The family, the family and the player, the 10 players that are with him on the field.
Well, Doug, you had a lot of support though with the Rhinos in that 96 season, and we were talking with Pat about players that you guys were able to bring in after the season started. We talked to Lennon Steenkamp and, of course, Henry Gutierrez, who scored the first goal in that match against Tampa Bay, was a big addition to the team. Your teammate from the Cleveland Crunch in the indoor league.
Yeah, I mean, Henry and Lennon, were fantastic additions, at that time, coming in later in the season. I think Lennon came from Atlanta and Henry came mid-season, but what a great experience that was, to beat Tampa Bay at Frontier Field, and then to go on to playing the finals of the U.S. Open Cup.
And play the finals of the A-League. It was a great first season for the Rhinos, with something we'll all remember and treasure. But I want to ask you, you're going to this match on a great roll, scoring goals in bunches at Frontier Field. But coming into the Tampa match, you guys are playing against a team that's of a higher level, higher caliber of player based on the fact they played for their national teams. In the back line for Tampa, there was Frankie Hajduk and Clay Kooman, who played in the World Cup for the U.S. in 94, and Frank Yellup, the great Canadian star, who went on to be a great coach, of course, in the Major League Soccer. Did you think about changing the way you played or in that match, or did they have to try to adjust to what you could do on the field?
Well, I think MLS at that time, was trying to play a little different style than what we were accustomed to in the A-League, and I think that's why we had so much success, not only in year one, but throughout our career, playing in the U.S. Open Cup against MLS teams, is because we just went at, players, at defenders, and created as much havoc as you possibly could. And, we didn't change the way that we played because we had players that could have played in MLS and chose not to because they were indoor players and could make just as much money playing indoor and outdoor at that particular time. And, we kind of, went at them and, we're going to kick you. We're going to, scratch you. And I remember, 30 seconds to the game, I ran by. He didn't say the defender that punched me in the stomach the first time, knocked the wind out of me. He was from South Africa, one of Lennon's buddies.
That would be Ivan McKinley.
Yeah, McKinley. I ran right by him and got a left, forearm shiver to my stomach, knocked the wind out of me. I'm like, holy cow, what just happened? And, you know, so it was a bit of an awakening for me at that particular time, because, you know, I wasn't expecting that. But, you know, we actually, you know, went there and took it to them right from the get-go. And, you know, they were fortunate enough to, you know, tie it up. And I know Billy Andrecki, you know, superstar Andrecki, stood on his head, you know, a couple saves, you know, taking the ball away from Valderrama.
He had 20 saves in that match, which is unbelievable. And you need a big game from your goalie playing against a team with all that firepower. Roy Lassiter, the top scorer in the league. You mentioned Valderrama, Giuseppe Galdarese, the Italian star. Steve Ralston, who played, of course, for many, many years in Major League Soccer. So it was a team that was the best team in MLS in the regular season. And in that match, you guys were up 2-0 all the way up to the 80th minute when they finally scored. Lassiter scored, but you scored a goal 2 minutes after that. And if it wasn't for that goal, Doug, they may have actually won that match in regulation, because the last 10 minutes they just turned it up a notch and were all over the Rhinos. And we managed to keep it tied 3-3 going into the extra period.
Yeah, you know, I think that was we started to run out a bit of the gas, and you know, the urgency. I think, you know, as we did many times. You know, the MLS stars coming in didn't think much of, you know, the A-League and the players playing in that. You know, they pretty much handed it, you know, to, you know, the rest of the league, you know, in the U.S. Open Cup. But we took a bit of surprise to them, and, you know, we were fortunate enough, you know, the first 80 minutes we had the better of the play. And, you know, I remember chances, you know, more times that I probably could have scored, because I missed probably two or three, you know, on top of the two that I scored. So, you know, it was a great, you know, a great victory, and Chris Kennell getting, you know, the, you know, overtime winner. I mean, you know, it really ignited us, you know, to continue on to the MLS Finals, in the Open Cup, rather, and then also the A-League Finals.
Well, Doug, just one of the, you know, one of the things that Andrew and I are talking about, that's week in and week off, but just the soccer, okay? And we most likely we compare, we go from the Lancer days to the present day of soccer, and I don't think that in the history of Rochester soccer there has been a guy, a person, a goal scorer much like you, because you had the ability to score, and you had the ability to get the goalie out of the net. You had the ability to do all the things that you know, a good forward can do. So, you know, tell us a little bit about, you know, your remembrance of your playing career, indoor and outdoor, and what you do right now.
Yeah, you know, I've been blessed, you know, by God, you know, with my athletic ability and the savviness, you know, around the goal. And the ball just, you know, finds me, and I find myself in the right spot at the right time. And then, you know, it's, you know, once you're finding yourself in the right spot is having the technique, you know, and the composure, you know, to finish the ball. And that was what I was, you know, gifted to do. I wasn't, you know, gifted to play, you know, as a center back, a big Craig Demon or Scotty Schweitzer with his savviness who could take the ball away. My gift was, you know, probably 12 yards and in, and my timing of my runs, which is the hardest thing to teach in soccer, is timing of a pass, timing of your run, and my timing was pretty spot on, and that's what, you know, gave us success, or myself the success to score as many goals, you know, as I did.
Well, Doug, we certainly remember all those great memories, and remembering this, I can't believe it's been 20 years. It just seems like yesterday we were all packed into Frontier Field to see these historic matches, you know, the Tampa Bay Mutiny, and then not long after that, the Colorado Rapids came in and got beat 3-0. And just all the great memories there, and you know, you were such a big part of that, and we remember that with great fondness, and we know it's something that probably will never come again, and it's something that we're very fortunate to have been a part of, and I'm sure you feel that way as well.
Yeah, I mean, those were a ton of great memories, you know, because, you know, when Colorado came in, Chris Woods, the goalkeeper who played in England at Aston Villa, I remember playing with the Baltimore Blast and playing, you know, Aston Villa. I think it was Aston Villa. It was either Aston Villa or Sheffield. And I remember him cleaning my clock one time, you know, at a ball that came over my over the top. And, you know, this was indoor. And then, you know, fast forward 4 years, you know, he's here playing, you know, for Colorado. And I got payback on him in that game as well. So, you know, the memories that and the, to reminisce about him, you know, brings back great memories of all the things that, you know, I was fortunate enough to be a part of with the Rhino organization and the players that I played with.
Well, Doug, that you're serving the Rochester community with the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Of course, you've got Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing. Of course, all the things that go on in the Dome with the golf and soccer. But this year, you've got something brand new. And my wife is a huge fan of The Walking Dead, and so are so many other people. And you have taken that and given people the chance to kill zombies and save the world. So tell us about this Dead Zone that's going to be starting up in the not-too-distant future.
Well, it goes back to, you know, it started with Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, which, you know, is a seasonal business in the winter, you know, in the wintertime. And over the past 5 years, you know, you would think in winter you'd have a lot of snow and cold weather, but that hasn't been the case, you know, since I built my mountain. So it's just trying to expand, you know, opportunities to get into multiple seasons. And I know the Walking Dead and the Halloween season of being scared and haunted wagon rides are, you know, a big thing in Rochester. And we thought, you know, here's an opportunity that we can have Glacier Ridge Dead Zone where, you know, we have actors who are zombies and we incorporate it with an interactive excursion to where you're on a military wagon and you go through, you know, our property. We have four different zones and you help, you know, save the world from, you know, zombies taking over, you know, the Rochester area. And, you know, zone one is a military zone. Zone two is a spill zone where it, you know, it all occurred and that's why the zombies are loose. Zone three is a wasteland where the zombies go to feed and then, you know, you come back to the last zone where the prison was where it was overtaken. And, you know, it's a 15-minute, you know, excursion with paintballs and you get to, you know, help us you know, kill the zombies and save the world. So it's just another, you know, fall festival, you know, opportunity that I think the community will really embrace because it's the only one in Rochester that, you know, will be like this.
Is it scary?
If you haven't checked it out, you know, we shot a little video on Glacier Ridge Dead Zone. My kid couldn't even watch the video, you know, because of the zombies you know, once we get to everything situated, yeah, it'll be a scary opportunity, you know, for most because we want to make sure, you know, we do a good job. But just having that interactive excursion instead of just sitting on a wagon going through and being scared, now you have something that you can kind of fight back with.
Right, and the important thing is they don't shoot at you, so it's not like paintball where you can get shot.
You're sitting there safe and sound in our military wagon, and you sit there. You know, they can't come up and touch you. No one's shooting back at you. It's really safe, you know, for the participants. The actors are in, you know, full costume, you know, with their face masks and goggles, and, you know, it's safety, you know, is the number one concern, and then fun is the second one. So those are the two things that we can turn on and making sure, you know, we deliver a good scare for everybody, you know, who wants to be a part of, you know, the fall festivals.
And when does it start, Doug?
Opening day is September 30th. Everything is booked online. You know, one of the great benefits is we don't have a line. If you're coming here just to show up, you probably won't get on, you know, one of the wagons because you have to book, you know, online, either on our Facebook page or, you know, on our website, and you book your time. So we open at 7, you know, at 7 o'clock, and there's 20 people who go off at 7:15. There's another 20 people who go off at 7:30, another 20 people, and then 7:45, another 20 people. So if you're looking, you know, for a group, a corporate outing, team building, those such things, go online, book your reservations, and then you show up 30 minutes prior. We'll have some actors out in the parking lot, you know, to scare you. And then you come in and, you know, you won't have to wait for 2 hours, you know, to get on. It's everything is scheduled.
Well, Doug, looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And thank you so much for sharing your memories about 1996, a great year in Rochester sports. Thanks to you and all the members of the Rhinos, both on the field and in the office. And we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the holiday.
Thanks, Doug. It's Doug Miller here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by Lennon Steenkamp as our special Labor Day look back at the 1996 Rhinos and the U.S. Open Cup win over Tampa Bay continues on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
The Rochester Rhinos are back home at Rochester Rhino Stadium this Saturday, taking on USL League leaders New York Red Bulls 2 at 5:05. It's Irish night and team picture night, so be sure to get your tickets for this very important match by visiting the box office at 460 Oak Street, calling 454-KICK, or go to rhinosoccer.com. Come and support your Rhinos as they look to repeat as USL champions. Get your Rhinos tickets today.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly, your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The West and New York Flash have two important matches this week in their quest for the playoffs. The Flash are at the Boston Breakers on Wednesday at 7 p.m. and then travel to face the Portland Thorns Sunday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit NWSLsoccer.com to watch the matches live online. The Flash are in the hunt to host a playoff match in late September, early October, so be sure to visit WNYFlash.com for all of the latest information on tickets. The Flash thank all their fans for their support during the 2016 home schedule. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni. And joined now by a gentleman who came mid-season in 1996 and changed things up for the Rhinos and helped them to great heights that year.
Let me tell you, this gentleman not only knew how to play soccer, he had flair. The girls loved him, his appearance, and every time he scored a goal, he did this fantastic thing that he imitated Elvis. So he became one of the most popular players in Rochester, and we missed that ever since he left. So We are very honored to have Lennon Steenkamp with us today.
And Lennon's appearance, Hall of Famer, by the way, first Hall of Famer for the Rochester Rhinos. His appearance brought to you by our title sponsor, Dr. David Olivo, Family Dentistry, 2005 Lyle Avenue, in Gates off the 390 Expressway. Call him at 328-3382 to make an appointment or get a consultation, or visit the website at davidolivodmd.com to find out all of the different procedures and services that the practice can provide for you for your teeth, your gums, and all of your oral health. So, again, Joe and I both go to Dr. Olivo. We highly recommend him for all of your dental needs. So, Lennon, thank you so much for being here on the show live from Las Vegas, Nevada.
Well, thank you so much, Scott, for having me.
Well, but Lennon, we're looking back at 1996 and specifically the U.S. Open Cup match against Tampa Bay. But you came to the Rhinos in the middle of that season, and your first home match was the home match at Frontier Field, the home opener there where the Rhinos won 3-2. And you were winning a lot of matches for the Rhinos in that stretch that you came in. Your presence really helped to turn the team around and put them to incredible heights in that first season.
Yes, well, I mean, it was nice to come in at that time and hopefully help and make changes. I mean, they had a tremendous team, a good bunch of lads, and at least good on paper, but I think they just weren't clicking. And just with the addition of me, I guess maybe I brought all those, you know, players together and all the quality together. So it was a good run for us, and that was a tremendous season at the end of the year.
Isn't that true, Lennon, that a man like you, a player like you, you know, that will become the key to make a team great? Because, you know, what happened in the locker room, and I'm really aware of that because I've been there throughout my soccer career, it takes one person, one player with character, with humility, that earned the respect of the rest of people, of the rest of the player, and certainly makes a difference in not only in the locker room, but make a difference on the play on the field as well. And I remember this of you, so my compliment to you, because you really did a lot of things for soccer in Rochester, but you did a lot for the team as well.
Well, like I said, it's in my character, and I think it may be rubbed off on a lot of players that just realize that. You know, we all players, we're all trying to do our best and make the team a better team product on the field as much as possible. Like I said, I'm a character that's kind of, and I you know, I'll joke around, I'll make everybody come together, but I'll also show them that no one's going to work harder than me on the pitch, going through a tackle, just make everybody feel comfortable, just make sure that they realize that if he can do it, I can do it too. So it's a domino effect. Hopefully I rub off on people in the right way and they just become better players.
And certainly you prove your tenacity and you prove the love of the game, because after you sustained a tremendous injury, you came back and you played, and you're playing right now, and you became a coach. So it is a man, I remember just as today, you know, when that happened to you. And And I think 2-3 weeks after they did what the doctor did to repair you, you were in the field with crutches, you know, encouraging the player to, you know, to do their best.
Yes, I mean, it was devastating at the time, and after hearing from Dr. DeHaven that there was a possibility that I'd never play again, or certainly wouldn't be able to run, I'd be walking with a limp. So I came a long way. I was just so determined to get healthy again and be able to play. I wasn't going to take a no for an answer. So it was just tenacity and hard work, just many days of tears, trying to rehab, with the help of, you know, all the staff at the Rhinos and sort of the players. They were just so good to me. And Craig Rand was fantastic at the time when he was, of course, the head trainer. And, you know, if I wasn't going to break the scar tissue, he was going to sit on my lap and do it for me. So there was many days that, you know, I didn't want to do it, but it's something like that. You've just got to do it to get back, and I'm so grateful for the help and for doing it. So like I say, now I run every day, and I coach every day, so it paid off.
Yep. It certainly did. And so, Lennon, back in 96, the Rhinos were in a great role at Frontier Field. You guys lost just one game out of 11. But I know with the impending match against Tampa, the best team in Major League Soccer with all the big stars, mentioned Valderrama, of course, but Giuseppe Galderese from Italy. And five people on the team who ended up playing for the U.S. national team. And Frank Yallop, the great Canadian star, went on to be one of the best coaches in the league. What were the thoughts when you remember from the Rhinos going into the match? Were you guys excited to play this caliber of opponent who we'd never faced before up to that point?
Absolutely. I think at the time, because we were on such a good run, and we had faith in ourselves. We knew that we were the underdogs, and quite honestly, I didn't feel the pressure. I think all of us kind of didn't feel the pressure, because we felt that, you know, all we got to do out there is play our game, and you never know what the game will bring, you know. So it wasn't about nerves. I mean, I get nervous for every game. It doesn't matter who I'm playing. It's just you get those butterflies, and then once you've made that first tackle, the first long ball or whatever, and it comes out of it. But I think we respected Tampa Bay, absolutely, for their big names. But I don't think we were afraid. I think it's with the amount of characters we had on the team, we had faith in ourselves and our ability. And at the end of the day, I mean, we're all on par as far as being human. And it was just a matter of who's going to work harder and outsmart each other. And I think we did it on the day.
Is this part of the thing that you teach the kids now that you're coaching? Tenacity and, don't fear once you go on the field. Do your best and forget about it. You know, all the rest come natural.
Absolutely. I think it's, you know, you've got to, I've always said, you know, you can respect other teammates and players and stuff, but at the end of the day, it's about showing your confidence in your ability. Work your hardest, and at the end of the day, if you look at yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, I did my best, win or lose. I mean, you've definitely gained, and you're a winner. So,
Lennon, what are your memories of the match itself, and also what happened afterwards when you guys went back to the locker room? Did it sink in right away that you guys beat the best team in America at that point, a team that ended up actually winning the Supporters' Shield by a significant margin and had the league MVP, the top scorer, the rookie of the year, and the coach of the year? I mean, this sent shockwaves throughout American soccer when it happened.
I'll be honest with you, I didn't even know they had all those stats. So it's just a part of just doing our best. And, yeah, but, you know, I think we're on a high at the moment, at that time. I don't really put much, even to this day, how significant that win was. It was just the hard work from all the players and the organization to put that all together. And the soccer gods were looking down on us wished us the best, but better than them. So it was a tremendous feeling to win. I think the locker room, there was a buzz for days and days after that, even the training, our achievement and stuff. So it's one of those moments in soccer that I'll cherish for a long time.
About the things that you experienced in your life, is this one of the best moments? How would you rate this event?
It's certainly up there. I mean, I've had some tremendous events happen with soccer, but it's definitely as far as one of the best wins I've ever had, absolutely. Just the characters and sharing it with not only the Rhino organization, but just the players that we had at the time on the field, on the bench. It was just a good win, totally. And I will cherish that. And that is certainly one of my top five or six events, absolutely.
So, Lennon, out in Las Vegas right now, I know you're working as the technical director for Heat FC. Tell us about how that's going for you.
It's actually going very well. It's going, sorry, my son.
That's okay. We'll fix it.
He's cheering me on. It's going very well. I still work with Heat FC. It's like I say, one of the biggest, it is the biggest club in the Valley. So I'm one of the technical directors. I work with mainly on the ECNL teams. That's the lead clubs national league. And it's a national, like I said, national league. We play out of the Southwest, I believe. But it's I guess I enjoy soccer. I enjoy the kids. I'm the head coach of the O2 girls team, so the U15 girls team, which is, like I said, the best at that level and probably the best team in the Valley. But I enjoy it, and I work all the way from sometimes U10 players all the way up to U18 as one of the technical directors. I do clinics and I do private lessons. So it's going well.
That's great. We're so glad that it's going well for you out there. I know it's a great place to live, and there are a lot of things, great things happening in Vegas. So we wish you all the best with Heat FC, and hope you get to come out to Rochester at some point down the road and say hello to us.
I'll definitely do that, and I'm hoping to, and perhaps it'll be as soon as maybe next summer for one of the games. So I'll definitely stop by. Thank you so much, guys, for having me on.
Thank you, Lennon, good luck to you, and good luck to Heat FC as well.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All the best for you and your program.
Thank you so much, Lennon. Lennon Steenkamp here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And that's going to do it for our Labor Day show here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. It just went by so fast, Joe, but so great to remember the legends. We often talk about the Lancer legends, but now we have Rhino's legends as well. It's great to speak to them.
You know, I have lived, I've been blessed that I have lived in an era where I enjoy soccer as part of a team, a great team, the Rochester Lancers. And, I would have been privileged to work with the Rhinos. I had the opportunity, but the circumstance of life didn't permit to do that. But I have lived soccer with the Rhinos from the stand. And I think that as an observer of soccer, as a part of soccer, being part of the team give you a euphoria that when you sit at the bench and there's a different euphoria that you have. But when you sit in the stand, you get the same kind of euphoria too, because you want the team to do better. You look at it, you look at the game in a different way, and it makes you appreciate the game a lot. So I've been privileged. I'm glad that I lived those days. I'm glad that you and I are able to bring this to a revolution for our listener to know that there was great soccer being played, that there's great soccer being played as we speak. And the only appeal that I may have is to the soccer fans in Rochester to support the Rhino, support the Flash, because they need to have the support of the fans. They need to have the enthusiasm, and that's the only way we can keep the game in Rochester.
Absolutely. We also, again, want to mention this coming Sunday, September 11th, the special lunch/dinner for the Italian earthquake victims, the fundraiser hosted by the Italian American Community Center, the Italian American Sports Club, and the Italian Civic League. It'll take place at the Community Center, 150 Frank Dimino Way in Rochester on the west side. Tickets are $15. And all the proceeds go to the Italian Red Cross to support the people rebuilding the town of Amatrice, which was destroyed by the devastating earthquake. Pasta dinner with traditional Amatrice pasta, the ricotta-based sauce with sausage, meatballs, garden salad. You can watch the National Football League, that other football, in the bar area. They'll have the games on. And Joe, where do you call to get tickets?
594-8882, 594-8882, the Italian American Community Center, and they'll tell you where to get the tickets. You can call me. I have tickets. So
414-5122.
So
I know your number by heart.
Yeah.
We want to thank Pat Erkely, Doug Miller, and Lennon Steenkamp for being on our show tonight. The Rhinos are home this Friday, this Saturday, 5 p.m. against New York Red Bulls 2. Very important match against the top team in the league. 454 kick or go to rhinosoccer.com. And the Flash are at Boston this Wednesday at 7 p.m. and at Portland Sunday at 9:30. Still a chance for a potential home playoff match. 271 kick or go to WNYFlash.com to keep tabs on what's going on there. This has been Andrew Battisti, Joe Sirianni, and both Bob D'Angelo and Bob Savage helping us out with the production of this show at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for our next live edition of Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buonanotte.
Good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is presented by Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry and brought to you by the following sponsors, the Rochester Rhinos and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons Pittsburgh, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.